Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
That's right. Welcome in. Just Bogey tonight. We got a full show. Very excited. Slow news day. I'm kidding. There's a lot going on. This is unbelievable. Woj was supposed to be covering the Big Ten basketball tournament down in Indianapolis. And if you want to feel sorry for him, you can. He flew down there. He didn't make the 4.5-hour drive. He flew to Indianapolis and got there just in time for the scheduled tip between, what, Michigan and, it seems like so long ago, who are they even going to be playing
at noon?
Rutgers, right. It was going to be Rutgers at noon. And they announced that they were canceling the rest of the tournament. So I'm assuming Wojo is already a couple of gin and tonics deep and a couple of shrimp cocktails deep at St. Elmo's in Indianapolis. And it's probably a ghost town, I'll be honest with you, based on the news from earlier today. There you go. Yeah, have a few for us, Woj. There's no way he's listening to us right now. So I want to dive right in just because, obviously, last night, everything got started even more so with Rudy Gobert testing positive for coronavirus. Last second, right as the Thunder and the Jazz were going to start that game, it was determined that he did have that positive test. The medical staffer runs out onto the court, tells the officials, tells the teams. They delay the game, and then they say, no, we're not playing the game. And I was sitting there watching it. Love League Pass. It's absolutely incredible. And when I saw Chris Paul walk over to like the Jazz bench area, and you see, I think it was Joe Ingles that turned, he's like, whoa, back off, right? You know, just mind your business, okay? Like, stay 6 feet away. It truly was bizarre. And as you found out more details as the night went on, the NBA immediately suspending play. Today, of course, the NCAA tournament ending it. The Big East late to the party, playing a half of a game earlier before just canceling the tournament outright. I'd love to just get, you know, as we're dealing with this and monitoring it and finding out all at the same time and in real time, your reaction. And do you think this is still an overreaction by the NCAA, by the NBA, the NHL, Major League Baseball? The phone number is 248-539-9797. We get the ticket text, of course, at 97136. And, you know, look, just a few days ago, I was still very much the, oh, they're going to play everything. You know, this will be fine. You know, there's too much money on the line with the NCAA tournament, like $800 million. They're going to go through with it. There's no way that they're not going to do this. And slowly, as the days have gone by and it's started to spread more and more, and now, of course, it's here in the state of Michigan, even though it's only two confirmed cases, it does feel like it's really starting to spread like wildfire. Now, is it deadly in the sense that tons of people are dying? No. Are younger people who are in incredible shape, like an NBA player, like an NCAA, you know, basketball player or something, are they most likely going to get over it? Yes. I mean, Rudy Gobert, heading into last night, he said he wanted to play. He felt good enough to play in the Jazz's game against the Thunder. So I think we're all trying to kind of understand why everything is being canceled and why we're taking these, you know, kind of preemptive measures to ensure that it doesn't spread. And it just, I think there's a few factors. One, it's the fear of the unknown. We don't necessarily know all of what this is, what it's going to do, who could potentially, you know, end up getting it transferred from a younger person to an older person, how many people are ultimately going to die from this. You know, I don't like the fact that we have no sports. Clearly, you know, I am in this field because I'm kind of a sports fan. I like to go home at night and watch games and read articles and talk about sports. But I understand why all of these leagues are being cautious about it. And I cited this last night. Dan Wetzel, I thought, had a really good piece before everything was canceled. And he said, look, this isn't just about, you know, playing it safe and, you know, making sure that you're protecting student athletes or protecting, you know, the fans going to games. It really is about these major organizations and corporations protecting themselves from potential lawsuits, you know, where student athletes, they didn't go through proper testing leading up to the tournament. They go out there, contract the coronavirus. Maybe they end up ill. Maybe they pass it on to their parent, grandparent, whatever. And the NCAA would be liable. They would be to blame for, you know, not following the proper protocol or not withholding said student athlete from competing in the NCAA tournament or maybe the conference tournament. And that's where I think it got a little bit more serious, you know, where the NBA said, this is unbelievable. I mean, Rudy Gobert, a player infected in the last 7 days, in the last 10 days, they had played seven different teams or something like that. So there are all these different connections, you know, from Rudy Gobert and the Utah Jazz all around the NBA. And then it was the late game last night, Pelicans Kings, which actually had playoff implications. I was really looking forward to watching that game.
So was I.
I was ready. I was like, okay, we'll get one more. We get one more. I almost drove down to the sports book last night to bet on the Pels last night against the Kings because who knows, you know, when we were going to get to bet again. But I wasn't able to. And there was a referee that apparently had reffed a Jazz game a few days prior, and they held him out, and they were like, okay, we're just going to cancel this game. It's reached levels where it's going to transfer all over the country. It's going to transfer athlete to athlete, team to team. So I get, you know, again, these leagues, corporations taking the steps necessary to try to slow it down. And honestly, if we have to spend a few weeks, I mean, the NBA has said they'll revisit it, I guess, in 30 days, just kind of staying away from big crowds, you know, adjusting our lives even just a little bit. I don't think it'll be that big of a deal. And we can get to, you know, what you expect, I don't know, 2, 3, 4 months from now. Do you expect it to be a thing where, hey, you know, maybe we stopped it? You know, maybe this was an overreaction. Maybe it was overblown. Or, you know, hey, we did a great job. We got out in front of it and we lessened the spread of it. So there's a lot of layers there, but phone number is 248-539-9797. We got a lot of ticket texts that we'll get to at 97136 as well. Let's go to Bill in Lincoln Park. You're on 97.1 The Ticket. What's up, Bill?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Doing well.
Hey, listen,
what's going on?
Here's my perspective. I'm 57 years old. I have four daughters. I have a daughter of mine that just jumped on a plane down in Florida. She's getting ready to head back to Michigan. And personally, you know, as adults, I mean, you don't panic, you know. I mean, I know you're going to be a young dad soon, but, you know, I've been through 9/11. I've been through all that kind of stuff. I just had lunch with some teachers and educators here down in Lincoln Park, and you know, kids look up to us, and let's just be men and women about this stuff and, you know, and be leaders.
Well, yeah, Bill, I mean, I'm not sitting here panicking. I mean, I have hand sanitizer next to me. I'll probably use that, you know, once a segment, yeah. You know, throughout the show. But, I mean, I'm not all that worried, you know, individually.
Well, you know, and the thing about it is, and Bogey, this is honest God truth, is, you know, I literally just got off the phone with my daughter. She's boarding a plane from Florida to Metropolitan Airport. She's in the air now. They just took off. And, you know, children look up to us as their leaders, you know. I mean, so I wouldn't panic. It's just, you know, keep up the great work. And what I enjoy about your station is you guys can mix sports in with the reality of stuff. And it keeps a lot of people calm out here.
Well, we appreciate it, Bill. Yeah, I mean, look, I'm not, I certainly don't want people to panic out there. And as far as tying in the sports stuff with the real world stuff, I don't want to have to do all real world. I mean, this is crazy. This is, you know, uncharted waters for a lot of us. Usually we have, you know, I know we make fun of the Wings, we make fun of the Pistons, Tigers, the Lions, all these teams, but, you know, usually we do have something to go off of sports related and, you know, we can add in some real world conversation and non-sports discussions, you know, just things that happen in our everyday life. This is something new. And I think it tests us as personalities. It tests us as broadcasters, and you know, creativity is going to have to be at an all-time high. You know, and we're gonna have to figure out a way to, you know, continue to go about this and deal with the NFL, you know, off season and leading up to the draft and kind of monitor the situation, I guess, as the days go on. But appreciate the call. Do you think this is an overreaction? Do you think we're getting out in front of this and making sure that it doesn't, you know, spread even faster than it already has? We'll get to some of your phone calls. We got plenty of time to chat this evening. It's Bogey and Wojo, 97.1 The Ticket.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.